Catch by Pat Aitchison for Inktober 30. Fishermen were prone to exaggeration. Long weeks at sea did strange things to a man's mind, and he'd start seeing things. Night fishing might bring him face to face with things he couldn't quite explain. The feeling of being watched, or the sense of something moving, unseen, below the surface. Every fisherman accepted the unflinching right of the sea to bestow life or death upon those who dared venture from the safety of dry land. No wonder they drank. Brin thought all those stories were tall tales told over too many jugs of ale. Unusually for a fisherman, he dismissed superstition. He taught himself first to swim, then to dive for crabs. In his free time, he played a flute made from a piece of red coral he found on the seabed. One night, he rose, unable to sleep, and took his small boat out. A fat white moon reflected in small ripples on the water, and he gazed at it for a while. There was no reason to cast his net, but he did anyway. A moment later, something tugged at the floats. Brin hauled in his catch, spellbound by shining silver eyes and pearly skin, blue hair floating around her waist. He leaned closer, and she wound her arms around his neck. "Come with me," she sang. "I answer your call." When his boat washed ashore days later, everyone assumed he'd drowned. "He should not have learned to swim," they said. "He didn't show proper respect to the sea." But afterwards, some who fished on the night of the full moon swore they heard music coming from below the waves.